Welcome to a Sunday at CMU Christmas special. My name is David Bolser, host of the Sunday at Canadian Mennonite University radio program, heard every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. on Golden West stations in Manitoba. On Saturday evening, November 28, we celebrated Christmas at Canadian Mennonite University. And when I say we, I mean hundreds of students, faculty, staff, and friends from across Manitoba who came on First Advent Eve to the CMU North Campus. As has become a Christmas tradition, choirs, instrumental ensembles, and storytellers were to be found throughout the campus at various venues: the Laudamus Auditorium, the Great Hall, the Lone Athletic Center, the corridors, and lounges. Guests were invited to come and walk the hallways, moving from venue to venue to take in the celebration. As Diane Hebert, co-producer of Sunday at CMU, and I anticipated what might unfold that night, we decided to take our microphones and capture some of the moments of that evening and then share them with you. As the snow gently fell that Saturday night and the lights on trees and garlands glistened, we came together to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, our hope and our salvation. So join me as I literally retrace my steps from venue to venue and bring Christmas at CMU to you. I went looking for Mary's song, the mother of Jesus. Hear her story, read by Sue Sorensen, assistant professor of English, from the account in Luke chapter 1. The background music is pianist Cheryl Pauls and flautist Jennifer Lynn, two of our music faculty at CMU. Perhaps this was Mary's song.
A reading from Luke, chapter 1. At that time Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished." And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers." Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home.
There were hundreds of people making their way down the hallways. As I moved past the main entrance, Terry Schellenberg, a vice president here, was welcoming guests. I smelt the hot apple cider from a classroom and stopped to take in some of the minstrels: an admissions counselor, a math professor, a theology professor, two maintenance staff, a student. It struck me as I listened that this is also who came to the manger that night: people from all walks of life, marveling at the gift of Jesus' birth. I moved into the Lone Athletic Center to hear the women's chorus. Their celebration offering was a lullaby, "Oh My Dear Heart," and "Christmas Gifts," a poem put to music by a Winnipeg choir director, and a text by an English composer that calls us to come approach the King of Angels. Let us adore the Lord, Adeste Fidelis. I'll take my seat, and let's join Derek Morphy and the women's chorus. As I sat and listened, I wondered if this could be what Mary may have felt. There was the first signs of a Manitoba winter that night. As the flakes drifted down, there was the glow of angels at the entrances and the smell of cider and home-baked cookies. But most of all that evening, there was the taste of hope and joy of a promise foretold. Listen to the promise and the longing in Isaiah's account, read by Earl Davey, Vice President, Academics. The background music is the CMU Handbell Choir, conducted by Verna Weeb, and 'Twas in the Moon of Wintertime.
A reading from Isaiah chapter 40 and chapter 9. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling, in the desert prepare the way for the Lord, and make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all mankind together will see it, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
As I moved down the hallway, hoping to find my way into the athletic center to hear the CMU singers, led by Derek Morphy, I wove my way through clusters of friends and family, meeting and greeting each other. Laughter often seems to mark these moments when we come into someone's warm embrace. Why is it that when we celebrate Christmas, we laugh? Oh, for sure it's because we are all funny people in some way or another, but I wonder if it's also because we can't help but burst with delight when a promise foretold is fulfilled. Jesus' birth was filled with longing, generation upon generations of longing, and now that promise has come. So we revisit that longing and taste the delight of its fulfillment when we embrace an old friend. I slipped into a seat to hear the CMU singers make our plea. Kommst du, Licht der Heiden? Are you coming? O you powerful comfort in suffering, Jesus, come to me. And right after the singers, I found my way to the Laudamus Auditorium. Rudy Schellenberg was leading the CMU Chamber Choir with two of Felix Mendelssohn's expressions of a promise fulfilled.
Thank you. So, you're finding your way around. Have you figured this whole thing out? Have you? You got some cookies? Hot apple cider? Yeah? The ginger snaps, by the way, are mine. 12 dozen I made one night. Oh, it was fun. So I hope you enjoy them. A little dry, but it'll be better next year. So we have translation pages, and if you find one on your chair, under your chair, you should find one somewhere. This is the music. Find the chamber choir. That's the music we'll be singing.
Lasset uns frohn
The sounds of hope reverberated through the Laudamus auditorium, and I sat for just a moment to let their strains sink deep into my soul. Perhaps Bethlehem felt somewhat like the hallways of CMU that night, long ago, full of people having come from far and wide jostling through the alleyways making their way. And perhaps we are much like the people of Bethlehem who became the unsuspecting recipients of a great announcement, some glorious news. Because so long ago, and yet also today, we are told that a Savior has been born, Christ the Lord. Listen to the account of Jesus' birth, read by Delmar Epp, Assistant Professor of Psychology, from Luke 2. The background music is the CMU Guitar Ensemble, conducted by Willie Weeb.
So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to all on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
The front entrance was packed with people making their way out of the cold into the sparkling lights of the hallway. I began moving through the crowd, hoping to get to the Laudamus Auditorium where the men's chorus would be singing. I quite unexpectedly and literally bumped into Gerald Gerbrandt, president of CMU.
I thought, what are the chances of me meeting Gerald tonight?
Well, pretty
works,
good, because
works. I'm always here.
I know.
Yes, I've heard. So, completely off the cuff, do you have a Christmas greeting for the Sunday at CMU audience?
I wish the spirit of Jesus Christ, the child, becomes the spirit of Jesus Christ all year.
Thank you, Gerald.
I thought about Gerald's words as I walked the corridor, past Lillian playing her Paraguayan harp and into the Laudamus Auditorium. That really is what the great announcement is all about. Jesus born in a manger that night, and Jesus born in my heart as Savior. I slid into the front row pew of the Laudamus Auditorium, flipped on the audio recorder, and settled in just a couple feet away from conductor Rudy Schellenberg. I was right inside the half circle of the CMU men's chorus. They were here to announce that Christ is born. First with "Now the Powers of Heaven" sung in Church Slavonic, then with "O Holy Night," and finally, "The Virgin Mary Had a Baby Boy."
Thank you. Virgin Mary had a baby boy. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. And they said that his name was Jesus. He come from the glorious kingdom. Oh, yes, believer. Oh, yes, believer. He come from the glorious kingdom. Doom, 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 doom.
The angel sang when the baby born. The angel sang when the baby born. The angel sang when the baby born. He proclaimed and the same
was Jesus.
He come from the glorious kingdom.
Oh yes, believer. Oh yes, believer.
The wise men went to where the baby born, and they say that his name was Jesus. Oh yes, believer.
Oh yes, believer.
He come from the glorious kingdom.
Kingdom.
As I joined the men's chorus in the thrill of the moment, I knew my front pew seat had been a good decision. I realized there was no better place to be than right in the middle of this joyful announcement. There was a certain sense of bewilderment in the hallways of Founders Hall that night, as I watched people step into the building and immediately ask the volunteer ushers where to find the poetry reading or the coat racks or the home-baked cookies. I was struck by how the bewilderment of the moment seemed to be woven right into the fabric of the whole Christmas at CMU event. With so many venues filled with musical and storytelling treasure, you couldn't help but ask, where are they? There were seekers as well in the early account of Jesus' birth, who came quite a distance. Listen as Irma Fast Duick, Associate Professor of Practical Theology, retells the story from Matthew chapter 2. The background music is the CMU Saxophone Ensemble playing Coventry Carol, directed by Janelle Dixhorn.
The Visit of the Magi, Matthew 2, verses 1 to 6. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Matthew 2, verses 7 to 12. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
The sounds caught my ear as I passed the long corridor that connects Founders Hall to the Athletic Center. Was it jazz? As I turned the corner, I found the CMU jazz band enthralling the mingling crowd. I moved closer to the stage, my audio recorder in hand, and readied myself for the smooth strains of CMU's vocal jazz ensemble, Holy Jazz. It seemed I had almost stumbled onto the merriment in the Athletic Center, and now I was caught up in the continuing flow of musical offerings. I figured I might as well stay a while longer and took a seat as Derek Morphy moved into position to lead the CMU singers. When the Magi finally found Mary, Joseph, and the infant Jesus, they must have marveled at the one they said they had come to worship. Listen now to Cradle Song and A Babe Is Born. What a feeling that must have been for the Magi to find the one they had been seeking. As the CMU singers finished, the Lone Athletic Center filled with singers, guests, and instrumentalists. We were coming together for a culminating experience of carol singing led by the CMU Jazz Band. Somehow, everyone had found their way here from the many nooks and crannies, halls and lounges of CMU's North Campus. It was gratitude that filled my heart, a gratitude for sure for the many gifts that had been offered that evening, a gratitude even more so that a Savior has been born to me. So join the hundreds who came together to tell the story again. And if you feel it welling up inside of you, go ahead and sing along.
Oh.
This is only a taste of what happened that evening. But I am so delighted that you chose to join me for Christmas at CMU, a Sunday at CMU Christmas special. It's been a real privilege to bring our celebration of Jesus' birth to you. During this season, may you experience the hopeful announcement of that night long ago. A Savior has been born to you. I'd be delighted to hear from you about today's special broadcast. You can reach me at Sunday at CMU, 500 Shaftesbury Boulevard, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3P2N2, or email me at sunday@cmu.ca. Plan now to join us in person next year for Christmas at CMU. For more information about many other events and activities, you can visit our website at cmu.ca. And I invite you to join me every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. on this radio station for Sunday at CMU. Thanks for listening. I'm David Balser.